Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting 7th. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Tovar applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Tiant moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to third. Askew moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Askew scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Tiant moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoe Lovierals now playing shortstop. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Oliva scores. Allison moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Zoilo Virals. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly pinch runs for Frank Castro. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Al Worthington. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.